More letters next week. And now a selection of stories which are loosely based on hospitality. A beer festival and an award-winning brewery. And a first for Norwich. A boutique bowling alley is due to open.
The opening of the new boutique bowling alley in former Norwich cinema has been delayed. Bowling House on Dereham Road was due to open on Saturday, but due to recent bad weather, it will now not open its doors until March 27th. The bowling alley will offer food, beer, wine and cocktails on its five lanes when it opens in the old Regal Cinema. Managing Director Jack Thompson said last week, "We're so excited to be bringing something new and unique to Norwich. The building has been totally transformed and will be unrecognisable when it's finished." Originally, the Regal Cinema, the building, housed a bingo hall and casino before becoming derelict. It was then taken over by the Wetherspoons pub chain, which opened it as the City Gates Pub in 1999. The building has remained empty since an all-you-can-eat Asian buffet merge closed its doors in November 2016.
A Norwich pub has teamed up with a nearby high school to interest young people in a career in hospitality. The Cellar House on Eaton Street is working with the City of Norwich School as part of a programme run by EI Group, the UK's largest pub company, and education enrichment group Stride. Called Pub Pros, the scheme for sixth formers aims to educate and inspire them about careers in pubs, while building employability skills including teamwork and leadership. Pupils attend five half-day in-school workshops. They meet Cellar House publican Victoria MacDonald, and they visit the pub in June for a work experience taster day. Mrs. MacDonald said, "I love running the Cellar House, and if I can pass on some of my experience and knowledge, enthuse young people, and encourage them to at least think about a career in pubs, then Pub Pros will have been a success." Philip Ackroyd, a key Stage 5 progress coordinator at the school, said, "The valuable programme had received positive feedback so far."
A Norwich pub launched its charitable activities for the year with its 22nd annual beer festival. The Whalebone Freehouse in Magdalen Road served more than 25 ales on tap and hand pump, with 20% of the price on selected pints going to charity. Steve Fisk, general manager, started the festival 22 years ago, and with him at the helm, it has grown year on year. Mike Lorenz, owner, said, "This year we've had lots of very different beers, mainly coming from small brewers throughout the country. We've had stouts in there, some German hopped beers and wheat beers. There are some strange sounding names in there too, such as Toff in the Shed and Dangerous Dave. We've had a pretty broad selection of all tastes to suit all people." Last year, the pub raised £2,300 for service by emergency response volunteers, Norfolk, and this year the Whalebone will be supporting Keeping Abreast, a national charity based in Norwich that supports and cares for women who are considering or going through breast reconstruction.
Two Norfolk breweries have picked up awards at a national event. Attleborough's Wolf Brewery took home overall champion golds at the SIBA Independent Beer Awards 2018 in Liverpool for Sirius Dog Star. Georgina Edwards of Wolf Brewery said, "A lot of blood, sweat and tears goes into that beer, so it means a huge amount to win. We were aiming for a smooth, dark session beer that is accessible but with huge flavour." The Norfolk Brewhouse, based in Hindringham, was judged to have brewed the best craft lager in the premium lager category with Stubble Stag, and its blonde IPA took gold in the premium bitter and pale ale category. Additionally, the brewery's Dewhopper Lager scooped a silver in the keg beer competition. Co-founder David Holliday said, "This recognition of quality makes us proud indeed and also promotes Norfolk."
Norfolk is renowned for its fantastic array of fresh produce, and in honour of that long-standing tradition, an award-winning local chef is planning a special Norfolk Day menu. Daniel Smith, chef patron at the Wildebeest, Warwick Street Social and the Ingham Swan, has given his backing to the July the 27th initiative and will produce a mouth-watering five-course menu to be served on the day that will unashamedly promote all that's good to eat in Norfolk. He said, "We generally use as much local produce as we can at our restaurants. Norfolk is renowned for producing some amazing shellfish, pork, lamb and vegetables, and we're fortunate to have a really active local farming community." Describing Norfolk Day as a fantastic idea, Mr. Smith said the menu would be on offer for lunch and supper at the Wildebeest and Warwick Street Social restaurants in Norwich on July the 27th.